At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices. Plus, extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. And up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Make the right call for the right Medicare Advantage benefits. Go to MedMutual.com/review to schedule your free Medicare plan review with Medical Mutual, Ohio's hometown Medicare insurer.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What is going on, everybody? Welcome in. It is 10:11 on Saturday, August 24th. We are one day away from AEW All In. Actually, less than that. I mean, hell, what? The pre-show starts in 13 hours, Cresta.
1 p.m. my time. Hours.
Woo! Let's go. Let's go. I love 1 o'clock pay-per-views. I absolutely honestly, 1,000,000% love 1 o'clock pay-per-view. I love what Tony Khan said on his press call earlier this week, where he said it reminds him of like the 1 o'clock NFL kickoff. And I'm like, bro, yes, everything I want to watch is done by 4:30. And we can, well, hang on. This is an AEW pay-per-view done by 6 p.m. But still, I can go to bed early and get ready for work. I'm good.
Or if it's on a Saturday, honestly, I love earlier pay-per-views too. If it's on a Saturday, I could go out and have dinner, kick back with my friends, have a good yuck. Pay-per-views that start earlier in the afternoon is a plus. I understand why you started at 8, but you can start it at even 6, 4 or 5, and I would still be okay with that.
Oh, yeah. I'm all down for that. We appreciate everybody who is joining us in the chat thus far to talk about tonight's episode of AEW Collision, which I mean, it wasn't the most noteworthy show, shall we say, but there were some fun moments. Absolutely loved Cardiff going into business for themselves. The crowd there tonight in the Big Bill hook match tonight. Ishii on commentary was absolutely the best. As Van Twinblade says, our first super chat of the night. Ishii was the best guest commentator ever. Jericho needs to take notes. Literally, they also need to see there. Stokes try to spine buster Ishii. Oh, that's happening. Stoke, the only reason he hit the spine buster tonight was because he's going to try it on Ishii on 0 Hour tomorrow, and it is going to be hilarious. Although, props to Stokely, and we'll talk about it. His technique, flawless, absolutely flawless. It is going to be funny as hell, I 100% guarantee. Yeah, the only thing like I could Krista, have you ever seen Angels in the Outfield?
Oh, man. Listen, I've lived 9,000 years, and that does sound like a movie that I feel like I know what this movie is, but I couldn't tell you what the premise was. So refresh my memory for those of us who have dust for brains.
Well, that's the one with like 8-year-old Joseph Gordon-Levitt, where he like sees angels and they help the Los Angeles Angels or the California Angels. That's how old this damn movie is, because they were the California Angels back then. But anyway, part of it was they had this commentary team where one of the guys just never talked. He like wasn't allowed to talk
Like Silent Bob?
Yeah, pretty much. And like the lead commentator, anytime he would try to talk, he'd be like, all right, shut up. Less is more.
That's crazy.
That is exactly what I kept saying to myself with Ishii on commentary tonight. I was like, less is more. He's selling it with his facial expressions or lack thereof, honestly. But yeah, he was on commentary for the opening matchup. This was the conglomeration getting the win over the Undisputed Kingdom. Boy, there was a scary spot in this match, though, with Mark Briscoe. Oh, that chair had other plans, did it not?
That chair went into business for itself, too. That chair said, you know what? I don't even want to be in this chicken shit match. I'm out of here.
Oh, my God. Luckily, he was able to get enough to get up and over, and the boys on the floor did the job for him, and they fell. Kyle O'Reilly ends up getting the win with the guillotine on Matt Taven. What'd you think of this opening matchup, Cresta? I thought it was pretty good. Crowd was a little like, oh yeah, we in taping mode. Like we had just watched Dynamite. Like we a little tired. Like this crowd really didn't come alive tonight until Big Bill showed up. But this opening matchup, it needed some more crowd energy, I think. But I like the fact that Mark Briscoe is one of the most extra wrestlers that we get him and Kyle O'Reilly. They were both on one in this matchup tonight.
Yeah, no, the match itself was good. And guys, remember, if you want to get in on the conversation, don't forget to send in your super chats. That's somewhere on the YouTube page and your Humper Chats, humperchats.com. Yes. We get to keep a little bit more of the money and it makes us all happy.
You like being happy.
Ishii on commentary, like you said, perfect. Jericho, take notes. Jericho, just say hi, guys, and say nothing else. I'm kidding. The chest shots from Mark Briscoe and Mike Bennett tonight, these guys were going meat for meat. And I lived. The chair spot was really scary because I thought he hit his noodle on the back of the apron of the ring, the hardest part of the ring, as they always tell you. Overall, it was really cool. The visual of all three sleeper holds, I thoroughly enjoyed. I gotta say that the ending was kind of abrupt with Kyle O'Reilly choking out Matt Taven. But even in this match, I could tell that the crowd was going to go into business for themselves. Because towards the end of this match, they started cheering the Kingdom mad randomly. I'm like, why are you doing this, Cardiff? Oh, I see we're trolling. And I kind of lived by the end. I see that England is one of those crowds like, you know what? Let's rage.
Yeah. They're just like, screw what you want us to do. We're just going to do whatever the hell.
Do what I want.
Yeah, we're going to be here for us. All right, we're going to be here for us tonight. Man, I'll tell you what though. Like anytime I like the Undisputed Kingdom, but anytime like I see them out there, I just get sad cuz I'm like, I want Adam Cole back. Like, does anybody else get that?
I feel that's so unfortunate because I do get that feeling, and this is something Iridian and myself speak about as well. It's kind of unfortunate that these guys, as good as they are still missing a little something. And no matter what, it always roots back to, wow, we miss Adam Cole. And it's unfortunate. I mean, it is so unfortunate because the guys themselves, they're good. They're fancy, fine, technical wrestlers. All three of them.
I love Roddy.
But there's just Roddy's something great. Missing. And I don't know what it is. Let me do a little Haktu on that. Wait, is she canceled? I don't know. It's something. They gotta do
She's thriving.
They gotta do a Haktu, a little spice, a little stuff. Too much salt. They gotta do something on it. They gotta do something because every time people complain about the Undisputed Kingdom, it always boils down to, damn, they're missing something. Man, I miss Adam Cole.
And Wardlow, for that matter.
Yeah,
he's still there, I think. I don't know. I only got to ask about one missing talent this week. We got Van Twinblade chiming in saying, I also need you marks to chant, we want Mike's wife at Bennett. I think Maria's going through some stuff right now, too. I'm not fully up on what that is, but whatever it is, hopefully everything's all right there. We got a trios title recap tonight here, Cresta, and I personally appreciated this. Because the fact that we got Pac at the end qualifying for this matchup, it was nice to get that refresher that this really did go all the way back to when the Bang 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 kicked the crap out of him to make him feel something. And now all of these different teams are coming together here, and we see them all at the end of the show tonight. And there are so many there is a literal line of people who want to kick Christian's ass. that I think is ultimately going to be end up being his saving grace in this match tomorrow afternoon is the fact that everybody's going to be too focused on trying to kick his ass that they're not going to be focused on winning the matchup.
Yes, I'm sorry. I muted myself because I was telling Rick before we went live, my cat is singing the song of her people. This video package for the Trios match, I think, was fantastic because the Trios buildup has been going on for so long. And also, this illustrated an amazing point about what type of wrestling show we were going to get tonight. There's two types of go-home episodes. There's the I'm throwing everything to get you guys hype at the wall so you can buy the pay-per-view tomorrow. And then there's I'm going to take it easy because I'm doing all of my crazy stuff tomorrow. So you guys are going to get your history, your refreshers. And this show tonight was the latter. There were tons of things that I forgot. Like, I forgot that literally Christian Cage was the reason why everyone from the Trios competition was individually injured. And I do firmly agree with you, Rick, that I think we'll do predictions later on. But
I was going to sprinkle them in throughout the show.
Yeah, but because, like you said, because everyone hates Christian because of his crappy attitude and the things that he's done, that is how you will retain the Trios title. At this point, Killswitch Luchasaurus needs to revert back to primordial state and bite this man. Just bite his head off. I'm ready. Well, like, I'm up heel on him.
The only person who's going to get to kick his ass tomorrow is going to be Killswitch. You watch. He's finally gonna snap tomorrow.
I mean, he should.
As he 100% as he should. We had Willow Nightingale on the show tonight going up against Harley Cameron. Ishii still on commentary and once again, flawless, perfect, no notes. Loved it. I will tell you what, though. We sing the praises of Willow all the time, and she is great. I like Harley. Like, Harley just wrestles with a ton of confidence. You can tell when a talent is out there and they just feel themselves in the ring. When they are out there and they are just fluid, they are loose, they are putting on a show, and they are having a fun time. Harley, that fits Harley to a T, and she's got some technical skill as well. And Willow really let her get a lot of offense in this match. Now, it's a shame that she murdered that poor girl with the powerbomb at the end of the match. It was like, oh, you hit me with all that, and then, like, bug, windshield, like, you're done. This was a lot better than it had any business being. Harley continues to impress me. I like what they have in her. She's got a lot of potential, for sure.
This is the second week in a row that I was thoroughly impressed by Harley Cameron. Not going to lie, my notes for this match is poor Harley Cameron, LOL. She tried her best. Babe with the power bomb for the win. I mean, like, first of all, we're going to have to put some respect on Harley Cameron's name. She needs her own music. Let's start there. She needs her own music, number one. Secondly,
they need a new Jumbotron thing because are we still calling them the Outcasts? Like, what are we doing?
It just says Soraya. I mean, like,
the Outcasts broke up a year ago.
Yeah, Ruby Soho about to give birth to a little baby Outcast. So, like, what are we doing? I don't know. I think Harley Cameron, like you said, continues to impress. Her character is right in that sweet spot of jokey joke, but stiffy stiff working. And she continues to improve. So I hope that she gets her own music. I'm sorry that Willow Nightingale murdered you, but I knew what it was from the moment it happened. Willow was going to win that match. I'm so sorry. But maybe, you know, going forward, as Willow moves up the card, so will Harley Cameron, you know? I'm hoping the best for her, but we can start with, let's get this girl some music. Let's start there.
Let her grow. Look, the thing is, too, like, she's going to have some time to continue to grow because, I mean, we are living in, let's call it what it is, the golden age here of AEW's women's division right now, because it is deep, getting a lot of focus.
There's a lot of storylines going on right now.
Interesting question from Ace here. I'll throw it up here. If Saraya does leave AEW, giving her contract situation, what do you do with Harley Cameron? I mean, I would hate that for Harley because that would be her second consecutive
group drop
like where, okay, let's got to reset, but maybe you just let her, you know, throw in their deep end a little bit and see if she swims on her own. But considering the depth of the women's division, I don't know. I feel like she kind of does need that lifeline, that buoy to kind of cling to and get some of the clout. I don't know. Maybe, hey, Britt Baker needs some backup.
I will say that even Britt Baker, I've been watching AEW from the beginning. I remember when Britt Baker trying to tag the wrong girl. You know what I mean? We all got to start somewhere. I think someone like Harley Cameron would benefit from like a TNA excursion or an actual feud, even a Ring of Honor excursion. Because I feel like
that'd be a good thought.
That happened with Red Velvet, where she was really good, but had no real substance, no real meat, because they weren't giving her anything. I think if we put Harley Cameron in a situation where she's like really beefing with Sky Blue or Julia Hart or something like that, I think that would be fantastic. But she can't shine if she's always under someone's wing. And she has grown. But again, we got to start with giving this girl her own music. Baby steps.
I do like the, again, we'll go with Ace. I do like the idea here. Give Mariah her own protege. Like Mariah builds her own like little faction and stable around her, potentially after she wins the women's championship.
Potentially. I mean, that just me. I love Toni Storm, but Mariah May is about to commit atrocities against this woman.
We get Private Party announced as the MCs of All In. What do you think?
I mean, okay, work, Diva. That was cute.
Hey, they're on the show. I'd rather see them in a tag match, but hey, they are on the show.
That's a fact. And they're on the show for the entire show. So who else could say that?
Besides no one.
Ishii.
Yeah. Put him on commentary for the entire pay-per-view after his match, obviously. Put him on, just put him on commentary for the entire pay-per-view. We got to back
everybody on mute.
We got a backstage segment. Dustin Rhodes, Sammy Guevara, Shibata. They issue an open challenge alongside the Von Erichs, and we are now getting a 10-man tag match on 0 Hour tomorrow morning. Dustin Rhodes, the Von Erichs, Sammy Guevara, Katsuyori Shibata against Cage of Agony and Undisputed Kingdom.
That's a lot of meat.
That's a lot of dudes. For sure.
English breakfast. That's a lot of meat. That's a meat lovers. That's a meat lovers breakfast. That's going to be like, what, 11 a.m. my time? That's a lot of meat.
Oh, my God. It's brunch. It's the British brunch.
British brunch.
British brunch. 10-man tag match. I mean, look, I didn't want to write down all the names, but I mean, just look how much Brian Cage just takes up.
Yeah, I can't even see all the way, but you can definitely see where Brian Cage is. You definitely know which one's Brian Cage.
Oh man, we did get Shibata after the backstage promo against Jay Lethal. All nothing but respect here. Handshake to start the match. Handshake at the end of it. Shibata ends up getting the win with a little Von Erich homage here. Hits the claw, then transitions into an armbar for the tap out victory. What'd you think of this little matchup here, Cresta?
Much like a lot of the matches tonight, this is just something to me that furthered the story along. Jay Lethal is a fantastic wrestler. I expected nothing less, but also I live for Sanjay Dutt just being the worst. Surprise, these guys did not cheat. So good on them for having a good, clean match, but...
Yeah. I honestly, there's a lot of these matches tonight where I'm just like, okay, that's cool. That was good.
Yeah.
Next. Like, honestly, like seriously, I'm just being honest. I'm just
Ariana
like,
wrote a song about this. Thank you. Next. She did it. I'm just helping out.
Well, what we got next was spectacular, because what we got after that was Stokely Hathaway strapping into his booster seat.
Not the booster seat.
Putting together a nice little training session here. Again, like I said at the top of the show, I thought his technique was flawless. He hit a crucifix pin in this training session, got great leverage on it. Like, dude does not look lost in there. Like, stature-wise, he looks lost. But from a technical standpoint, he does not look like an idiot out there.
Stokely is a wrestler. So wait, you're saying Stokely Hathaway is giving you just booked yourself in a 10-man tag player with, I guess, the Undertaker, but he's giving actual Booker T in the ring.
Yes. And then we see the very, very quick, dominant victory for Stokely. Did you see the just pure destruction that Stokely Hathaway laid down in the ring tonight against Kid Lykos 2? Did you see the domination? Yeah, sure, Chris Statlander did 97% of it. But don't stare at me with your facts, Cresta. All right, Stokely Hathaway got the win tonight.
I am happy for Stokely Hathaway. I'm happy for Chris Statlander tonight. They did what needed to be done. That being said, Stokely Hathaway, my brother in Christ, is going to die tomorrow. Ishii is going to eat that man. He's going to eat him. It's going to be bald v. bald. And the worst part is, it won't be any pile driver he gives him. It won't be any headbutt he gives him. He's going to rip off Stokely Hathaway's shirt and slap the nipples off this man. I feel so bad for Stokely. Like, I think Stokely's going to get maybe a singular offense, maybe two offenses. And after that, the Stone Pitbull's like, all right, enough, Chihuahua. I've had it. I've had it with you. Well, this is a good match. It's very dominant. A very dominant 10 out of 10 in the Tokyo Dome. But tomorrow, oh man, Stokely's dead.
Nice to see Nina Samuels on the show. Didn't get to do much, but got a great ovation tonight, so that's good for her. Hopefully we'll see
that more. Poor girl got 2 seconds. This girl, Statlander said, all due respect, miss, get out of my ring. We beating up on Lykos.
Yeah, we done. Like, hey, great to see ya.
Thanks for coming.
Bye. See ya. Thanks for coming. TK's got your check in the back.
In the mail.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only, exclusions apply. ebaymotors.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Checks in the mail.
So here's the thing, right? We also got, this was just perfect. And I'm sorry, I cannot pronounce this guy's name. I just can't. But the Turner Classic Movies guy.
TMC guy.
It's Ben Men Kiswis. I don't know. I can't say it. I'm gonna butcher it, but we've seen him on before. We got a super chat here. We got a humper chat from JC saying he geeks out a little bit whenever he sees Ben on AEW. It was the perfect tone. You want to talk about a hype video package. The tale of Mariah May and Timeless Toni Storm and leading up into this match tomorrow. This was incredibly, incredibly well done, Creston.
Oh, I agree. The only thing I would change is just a personal gripe for me, and I think it was perfect the way it was. I would just have RJ City do what Ben did, Mr. TMC guy, only because I think RJ's voice, the cadence in his voice when he's serious, would have been perfect for that. We would have kept it in the AEW family. That being said, that was what it needed to be. Let's make cinema. Let's make this beautiful whatever. I still stand 10 toes down that Timeless Toni Storm is going to get beat up. She might get beaten to color tomorrow. So I think that's the only way to go with this feud. I think that's the only way to go.
Let's dive into that, because our show is brought to you by Bet Online tonight. They got nine of the matches, odds out for nine of the matches. And there are some really, really heavy odds on this one. A lot of heavy favorites for the show tonight, especially in these title matches. This is honestly one of the closer matchups.
Yes. Right?
But Mariah May is still an overwhelming favorite. -2,000 favorite to Toni Storm's +700. So just to kind of give you an idea, if I decided to bet $25 on Mariah May, I am winning $1.25 if she captures the women's championship. God. So that is still a really heavy favorite. Mariah May, it definitely seems like at least the betting odds are in their in her favor tomorrow. And I gotta say, yeah, I'm with you. I think there is something, man, I don't know what it is, but something is screwing Toni Storm over tomorrow. Like,
I think it could even be a straight up match. I don't even think there needs to be any interference. I think Toni and Mariah could wrestle a damn good match, but Mariah has been under Tony's wing. Toni's everything. I know you in and out. I know you so much that you didn't even see this coming, girl. So get into it. The days of you being a jerk in stardom are long over. You're so DeLulu that you'll never see. You didn't see it coming before. Why would you see it coming now? That's where I'm at. I could see a world where Toni Storm does win, but it's kind of like, where do we pivot and where do we go from there?
Yeah. It's good. I mean, they got a lot of options. That's certainly for sure. Depending again, how this is booked tomorrow, by the way, I do agree with you. What just going back real quick, because when the Toni cinematic universe first really got underway, RJ City and Renee Paquette were both huge parts of that and really helped get that off the ground. I would have liked to have seen them kind of get at least a little bit of a shout out in the video package. But other than that, I thought that was
yeah,
really.
It's a minor gripe. It's like the TNC guy is great. RJ City would have been great too. It's minor.
Yeah. We're here to nitpick. All right. We're just nitpicking. Just nitpicking a little bit. Make sure to get your super chats in. Make sure to get your Humper chats in, like my guy Doc, who just threw one in. Oh my God, is that Sports Illustrated's Rick Uchino? Yes.
Is it who? Who, this guy is so famous? I'll never be as cool as my coworkers every day.
I appreciate the shout out, Doc. Thank you so much. And yes, by the way, anybody who reached out on social media this week or just reached out to me directly this week after news broke that, yes, I did get hired on at Sports Illustrated, thank you. It was incredibly, incredibly overwhelming. And no, for the love of God, Lavra, not the swimsuit issue. Definitely not. Hell to the no. I've lost
dad
weight, but not enough.
Dad bod issue. Do it. You enjoy the dad bod issue.
There needs to be a dad bod issue. Holy sheesh.
All men's bodies are beautiful. We preach body positivity here.
Oh, sure. That's great. That doesn't mean anybody wants to see mine.
Your wife does, okay? Don't talk about my friend like that. Don't talk about my friend like that.
Hook and Big Bill was a total blast tonight, because as we said at the top of the show, Cardiff just absolutely went into business for themselves. They would not stop cheering Big Bill. It did not matter what this man did. It didn't matter how many times he slapped the hell out of Hook. It didn't matter how many times he flipped off the crowd. It didn't matter if he screamed at them to shut the F up. It didn't matter at him when he started doing like this, whatever, this pouting walk thing, this strut he was doing across the ring. Nothing worked. They were just going to keep cheering this man. And when Hook won, they booed him. They booed that man. I almost felt bad for Hook, but he'll be all right. He'll be all right. Cardiff's just a weird place, apparently.
Yo, it was bizarro land out there. At first, they were cheering Hook. I'm like, okay. And then for no reason at all, I felt like someone was like, you know what? We're going to cheer Big Bill. And everyone was like, yeah, let's cheer Big Bill. Cheer Big Bill. Like, for no reason. The ending, I feel, was so abrupt. And when
you're right. Sorry.
Out,
I'm sorry to cut you off, but I finally get, I see it now. He was imitating Taz. Okay. Thank you very much.
He's
I appreciate
tall to imitate Taz. He's like 7 feet tall. You can't teach that. Honestly. Truly, the match itself was good. I give it up to Hook. He was doing all that he can. Truly a David versus Goliath. But this crowd was like, we don't care about no stinking Hook. Also, shout out to Nigel McGuinness said, he finally looks like a pirate after being named after
him. Yeah.
Nigel, go home. Well, you are home. You're home, Nigel.
So no, that was a great line. That was such a great. He had a couple of those tonight. But that one absolutely was a line.
I am ready for Nigel versus Bryan Danielson. That's got to be the real retirement match.
Well, I was gonna say we might not get it.
I don't know. I am so torn between Swerve and Danielson. In my heart, I want to believe Swerve is going to win this. But we don't put up the career of just Daniel Bryanson for no reason. You know what I mean? I'm torn.
It's interesting. And I honestly think it depends on how bad his neck is and how long he's going to have the belt. We'll talk about it. We'll talk about it for sure. Let's dive back into our Bet Online odds for tomorrow afternoon. Remember I said Mariah was a -2,000 favorite?
Yes.
Hook is -5,000 to beat Chris Jericho tomorrow, who is at +1,000. So again, I'll use that $25 bet. I would win 50 cents, Cresta. I have to bet $25 to win 50 cents.
If you bet on Hook?
If I bet on Hook. Is this one going to be your underdog pick? Do we think Jericho hangs on to the For the World Championship?
I somehow blocked that out of my memory. Honestly, I don't know, because it's like, I think Hook should win. That being said, Chris Jericho is a cheating piece of crap. So I can absolutely see Chris Jericho having the Redwood and the Bad Apple cheating. Or heck around, you know, you get Samoa Joseph to come back. You get Shibata to come back and interfere. And Shibata's wrestling earlier, I think, with Devonta. I don't know. But I think Jericho wins here because win if you can, lose if you must, but always cheat. And hi, guys, I'm about to cheat. He's a cheater. He's a cheater. He's a cheater. He's a cheater. Time to cheat, baby.
So, Cresta, I'm just letting you know, if you're in your heart of hearts, if you truly believe that, you could bet $25 on Chris Jericho on Bet Online and win $250 if he does cheat his ass off and retain the For the World Championship. I'm just
Rick, I don't bet, and the only thing I believe in is Joe Hendry, baby. I don't bet, because I think I'm Miss Cleo and I'm always wrong. When people like Cresta, what are your predictions? It's always wrong. So if I'm voting the opposite, I'm winning 50 cents.
There we go. Look, I would actually like it if Jericho won this, because I'd like to see Hook move on to bigger and better things. No offense.
I agree.
Than the FTW championship, but it's his dad's belt. It means a lot to his family. Clearly, he wants to get it back. So
technically, that belt's not even recognized. So
I know. We got like 9 other championships that are right now. We had a nice video package for Jack Perry and Darby Allin as well. This one is one of the more, let me find it. According to BetOnline, where is it? This one's actually a lot closer than many of the other matches on the card. Jack Perry is a favorite, but -1,000 to Darby Allin's a 550. How do you see this one going?
Jack Perry literally just made that belt. Not for nothing.
And literally made it himself, by the way.
Literally made it.
Yeah.
2 weeks ago on this show, you weren't here. I called that belt hideous. I said that belt is ugly. I saw the video where this man did the whole shebang with the sod and the iron. He melted it down right at the top.
Yeah, he literally forged that mother.
Literally made the belt. And I put at the top comment, I take back every bad thing I said about this belt. Every bad thing. I don't care. I apologize on Twitter too. I don't care. I'm not above it. I'm a fickle fan. Daniel Bryanson pegged me. Wait, hold on. Not like that. That's a married man. Not like that. Sorry, not like that. You guys are nasty. I know someone's already clicked that. The point I'm trying to make is he just made that belt. Darby Allin will be fine. Darby Allin is one of the few people like Britt Baker in that company that you could lose a million matches and you'll be fine because you're Darby Allin at AEW. You'll be fine. I'll put the belt on you tomorrow. You'll be all right. You'll be all right.
At some point, Darby's got to get a shot at the AEW world title. Like, I know the TNT, yeah. Again, the TNT title, it's something that means something to him, but it's also one of those things where I'm like, we've been there, we've done that with him. Let's, you know, move the, let's try to move him up a little bit. Why not?
I would say the top of their card, their main title scene is very top heavy, because even outside of Swerve and Danielson, you still got MJF lurking around. You still got Offspray, who, yeah, these guys are fighting for quote unquote a mid card, main card title, but these guys are still lurking in the shadows. You still got Hangman, who's really pissed. You know, there's a lot of people, whoever wins the Casino Royale, they're very top heavy, very top heavy. And we still not even talking about Orange Cassidy, who, with all due respect to Darby Allin, deserves a title shot.
He's another one.
Yeah, like they're very top heavy.
Yeah. We got Van Twinblade with another super chat. Thank you so much. Taz cracks Jericho with a sock full of nickels and hook pins him.
Honestly.
Fine.
Yambag Jones, Yambag Shuffle, kick him right in the nads with a hot bag of nickels.
Oh man. Does Darby already have a title shot at Grand Slam? We got people saying that in the chat. Did I miss that?
Listen, I just work here. I don't know. I don't watch wrestling. I've never seen wrestling a day in my life, actually. What do we do?
Say, how do we? That seems weird that we'd have like three number one contenders at the same time.
Isn't it though? AEW got a lot. Yeah, I will say this about AEW. They got a lot going on. So 80 number one contenders does not shock me. Will they all get squashed by Christian Cage? Yes.
We got Aria Daivari against Jeff Jarrett, and Big Bill woke the hell up out of this crowd, because they were equally as just off the rails for Jeff Jarrett as they were for Big Bill. Like, most of the first half of this matchup was just a giant pander fest, and Cardiff ate it up.
They lived.
I'm so happy for like that Jeff Jarrett is getting to live in this moment, right? He cuts one promo, and all of a sudden, like, I mean, it's the same damn thing that happened to Roman Reigns. Like, Cody Rhodes came out on the Monday after WrestleMania and said, "Thank you, Roman. You were a great champion." And all of a sudden, we want Roman, and the man's a babyface overnight. Same thing with Jeff Jarrett. This man cuts one promo, and everybody's like, "He needs to win the Owen." And now he's getting cheered massively. He beats Ari Daivari with the stroke tonight. And look, at 57, he's not as good as he once was, but he does not look lost in there. He does not embarrass himself when he goes out there. He's still in great shape, and he can still work.
This match was fantastic. And honestly, Jeff Jarrett getting cheered is why I don't mind being a flip-flopping fan. And I will say this till I'm blue in the face, because people may not like you today, but you are just one promo, one gimmick away of being, "This guy is all right. This guy is pretty. This guy's all right. This gal is fantastic." Becky Lynch did it. Roman, like you said, with that, Jeff did it here. I'm gooped, gagged, and honestly quite appalled that I live at the same time where Jeff Jarrett is getting cheered. And not like I like unironically getting cheered, like, "Yeah, we're cheering Jeff Jarrett." Like, no, this is genuine, and you really want Jeff Jarrett to win something in 2024. And I kind of live. Let's switch it up. You know, Cardiff is bizarro land. We was cheering for Big Bill and Jeff Jarrett. You know, next thing you know, I don't know, MJF is going to come out and do some American promo, and London's going to be like, "You know what? Pip, pip, cheerio. Yes, he's right. We suck. Yes."
Okay, I'm trying to go back and figure out when this is going to... Yeah, okay, so Darby Allin won the Royal Rampage, right? Mm-hmm. Okay, this is coming back. So he gets...
Some money in the bank.
At AEW Dynamite Grand Slam. Okay.
Against whoever the champion is, and that's going to be after All In, because we got to figure out if it's going to be Swerve or if Danielson is retired.
Right. Okay, I'm trying to figure out when is AEW Grand Slam? That's the question.
September 25th.
Okay. Yeah, you're right. Man, okay. So he's got one. So it's way down the line. It's way down the line. Yeah. Okay. It's all coming back to me now. Guys, there's a lot that's going on. There's a lot I got going on. You can't rely on me to remember shit. past 15 minutes, I got to constantly be reminded of everything. Oh, man. So we're almost up to the main event here. But before we get any further, did I mention that tonight's show is brought to you by Bet Online.
Hey guys, I'm here to tell you about betonline.ag, the official betting partner of Fightful. It's not just an online platform. They've been trusted for over 25 years. They boast a focus on the player approach and have built their reputation on offering their clients nothing but the best. From cutting edge technology to enticing promotions and the latest sports betting odds. Whether it be wrestling, MMA, boxing, or football, baseball, basketball, or racing, anything you can think of. All major sporting events are covered by betonline.ag. Fast payouts, highest credit card acceptance industry-wide, safe and secure online environments, and their live betting feature allows you to bet on your favorites weekly and easily and in real time. betonline.ag. That's where we're going at Fightful. That's where we suggest you go as well. That's where we get all of our odds at. betonline.ag. Only bet what you can, and please bet responsibly.
Bet responsibly.
Yes, indeed. Bet like Cresta. Don't bet at all.
Don't bet at all. Go on with $20. And once that $20 is gone, that's it.
Unless they offer you a bonus bet and then you put in another $20 because that's how they get you.
Because then it's free money you're not spending.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. But if you are going to bet, Bet Online is a place to do it, especially if you want to bet on All In tomorrow. Going to be interesting to see how the results of the main event affect the odds for the ladder match for the Trios Championships, because right now the Patriarchy, a very, very close favorite. All right. So they are only minus 400 favorites over Mystery Team. Okay, so the odds had Mystery Team listed at plus 200. So whoever won the main event tonight was automatically the second favorite. And that goes to PAC and the BCC, which, as somebody said in the
Combat Club.
Somebody in the chat also put Bastard Combat Club. Keep the BCC. I wish I could give credit. Hey, whoever said it, let me know. But either way, I like them both, but I thought this was a good match tonight. Crowd was into it. Leo Rush made an impression. He always does, but this man hits like a ton of bricks. Like those Tope Suicidas that he had into PAC onto the announcer's desk. Holy hell, man.
That announcer's desk was ready to go. And honestly, him and Hologram and even Darby Allin, when they shoot out the ring, torpedoes.
Yeah.
Literal torpedoes.
They hold absolutely nothing back. PAC ends up picking up the win for his team with the Black Arrow, so they get added into the mix. Interestingly enough, the Bang Bang Gang and House of Black are tied for the third favorite, according to Bet Online. In this one, they are plus 800. Do you like the Patriarchy to hang on here? Or this is one of the closest matchups on the card. This is almost like a coin flip, as close as these odds are right now with 14 involved. What are you thinking? Who do you like?
I'll be honest with you. I have a problem with people who overstay their welcome. And the Patriarchy, it's overstaying its welcome. The fact that Killswitch hasn't turned on you yet, it's giving Wardlow all over again. When Wardlow needed to turn on MJF, I said this last week and I'll say it again. Because even Mama Wayne is carrying the title and not Killswitch. So, however, I firmly agree with what you said earlier with everyone's going to hate Christian Cage so much that at this point, the only one who's going to beat Christian Cage is Christian Cage. So,
there's part of me that wants to see a point in this matchup where Killswitch is going for the belts and like Christian like pulls him down or tells him to get down so Christian could be the one to come up and grab the belts because he doesn't want Killswitch to touch one of the title belts.
Oh my God. I could see that happening. Killswitch has got to turn on him at this point. I personally want House of Black to win. I'm a little bit biased. Pac Pool Combat Club sounds cool at all, but didn't Pac have beef with Claudio, but Pac got beef with everybody. Nothing against the Bang Bang Gang. You just had it. Pump the brakes. Yeah. It was screwy how you lost it. And I agree. I think that was some carny bullshit. I agree. However, I think House of Black needs to have those titles. I think it's going to end up staying on the patriarchy due to malarkey. But what can I do?
Patriarchy's going to win this one.
Patriarchy malarkey.
I was trying to think of how I could combine them, but
that's exactly what it's going to be. Patriarchy malarkey.
Patriarchy. Patriarchy. I'm sitting here like, how can I do this and not sound stupid?
They're both stupid words.
they are. All right, let's run down the rest of the odds here, Cresta. We got the Young Bucks in the AEW World Tag Team Championship. They are close favorites, minus 700. Acclaimed and FTR tied at plus 500 as the underdogs in this matchup. So again, just using that $25 bet, you could win a whole $3.57 if the Young Bucks hang on and win if you bet on the Young Bucks. Would you, if you did bet on the Young Bucks to retain?
I would bet on the Young Bucks to retain, and I'm going to tell you why. Let's go back to my cheating theorem. They're going to cheat because they're the EVPs. They're going to cheat, and not for nothing. Yeah, no, I'm like, you going to put it on FTR again? You going to put it on the Acclaimed again? I think the Acclaimed is a very serious team now, but I think if y'all want to do something serious with Daddy Ash, I need to go for the trios one more time. But I don't know, man. I'm also kind of tired of seeing FTR versus the Acclaimed versus the Elite. I feel like we've gotten a lot of FTR versus the Elite. Maybe it's just because FTR is always there. Maybe we need to put some other tag teams in there. That's not the question you asked.
Because it's like, no, because I'm with you because I feel like the trios division is so deep right now, right? Like we don't even have Top Flight in this four-way ladder match tomorrow, and it just feels like the tag team division right now. And I know there are other tag teams, but like Marquee, hey, we're getting pushed right now. Tag teams, there's like three.
But also, like, even though the tag team is division, we still put Pac Pool Combat Club in over a Top Flight, over an actual other trios, which in my opinion, you could have switched them out for Blackpool Combat Club in that tag thing right now, because everybody else, Moxley on vacation, Danielson about to fight for his career, you could have had Claudio and Yuta in that tag match. And it had an actual trio. That's what I would have done. I would have switched them. But that's not the question. I'm going with the Elite because they're going to cheat.
The reason they did that is to get Pac on the card in Wembley.
I mean, it's Pac to me. I can see Pac and somebody else beat the shit out of each other. Put him in the Casino Royale.
I was going to say, took the words right out of my mouth. You could have put him in the Casino Gauntlet match. Hangman Adam Page, Orange Cassidy, Kyle O'Reilly, Mark Briscoe. Those are the names that are listed here on the odds. And right now it is Hangman Adam Page as the overwhelming favorite at the moment. And he's only overwhelming, by the way, over the other three guys who have been announced for the match. Right now, he is closer to the field than anybody else. Right now, Hangman Adam Page is a minus 700 favorite. Any other is getting plus 125 right now, Cresta. Adam Page is a man on a mission. He wants to destroy the entire world that revolves around Swerve Strickland right now. This Hangman Adam Page win.
I'm so glad you asked me this question because I've been waiting for this one all night. Do you remember a song by Pearl Jam called Jeremy?
I know the band. I don't know the song's name.
The chorus is Jeremy spoken.
Okay, yes.
Okay. Hangman's been drinking again. All right. So Hangman does not win this. All right. Hangman screw Swerve out of the title shot. Danielson wins. That's my bold prediction, because something's going to happen. I don't know what, but he's not winning that Royale. Something's going to happen. He's going to go backstage, have a drinky drink, and go out there and say, you know what, Swerve? Actually, me don't like you. And he's going to screw him. Because I think, and this is just me, now I'm fantasy booking. Let me put my rabbit ears on to get the right air frequency. But I think that if we do switch it back to Swerve, because I think Swerve can beat Danielson, we do it in their home state of Seattle, Washington. Because I think they do have a Washington State show coming up. This way you could do it, and if Danielson wants to retire, But I think Hangman loses this. Some BS happens and Hangman marches his tired ass down to the bottom of that stage and says, you know what? You're not winning anything. Because if I don't win, you don't win.
So, if Bryan Danielson wins the title tomorrow, there's a lot of me that wants him to win it clean as a sheet. Like, I agree with you. Like, I think Hangman is good. There's going to be some Hangman level bullshit involved here.
Oh, yeah.
But what if it's not until after the match is over? Because Cresta, and I don't know if this was Tony Schiavone misspeaking or not, but he definitely said that, I believe, immediate title shot would be granted to the winner of the Casino Gauntlet match. Very much made it sound like this could be Money in the Bank type rule situation here.
I'm picking up what you're putting down. I saw it as maybe next week, like, you'll be the next one up. But then when we started talking, chat was like, no, because Darby won the gauntlet or the other thing. So I'm sports confused as to
who's...
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger for thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Like, seriously, assuming that the casino match happens first, that's why I said we would have three number one contenders at the same time for at least a couple of hours. Bryan Danielson being the most immediate one, whoever has the casino gauntlet, and then also Darby Allin, right? So you could have Darby Allin's match be, like I said, September 25th, whenever it is. But can you imagine if Hangman does help Bryan win, or he causes a disqualification, or if he pulls the Seth Rollins and decides to make it a triple threat match with the casino gauntlet thing, and he ends up walking out some way, shape, or form? Hangman closes the show by winning the title.
That's sports entertainment, right? I'd laugh. I would laugh, because that's borderline. Yo, Hangman, I'm gonna beat you up.
Like, I mean,
that's sports entertainment.
I mean, that's the out, right? Like, that's the out. They're like, if Bryan did, because Sean had a report, right, that came out today about Bryan Danielson. One, Bryan Danielson, he has openly said he is going to need neck surgery sooner rather than later, right? We know his time, he's working without a contract right now. He is also, you know, wanting to stay involved with AEW in some way, shape, or form. His days as a full-time performer are almost over, but he still would like to wrestle from time to time in big matches, right? So what if you're out in that situation is Hangman Page screws everything up, walks away with the title. Now you don't have to hold Brian to the, if I don't beat Swerve, I have to retire nonsense. And you don't put the title on Brian Danielson because, as Sean reported today on Fightful Select, just $5, he has actively been pushing against winning a championship in AEW. That's not something that he has wanted to do behind the scenes. He has advocated for not winning titles. So everybody kind of wins in that, in that situation.
You can keep Danielson around, who's like, well, hear me out. If we're going with that logic, you could have it where Hangman beats the McFuck out of, like you beat up Danielson. You beat up Danielson, where Swerve is like, yo, my guy, this is my, because Swerve literally said, this is my legacy, and my legacy is going to be retiring you, my guy. Get the out of here. You're not going to take this moment from me. And then Hangman takes this moment from you after you've been saying that. Hangman's been saying, I'm going to take everything from you. I may not be able to take the title from you right now, but I will take this Wembley moment from you. So it's going to be our moment. Communism, not your moment, our moment. So I could see that. And it's a free out. It makes perfect logical sense. If Danielson needs time off, he can take as much time off. You can even make Hangman do the Tiger Driver 97 on Danielson. You know what? I mean, 91 on Danielson to really take him out. He can take as much time as he needs off, because the pop when he comes back would be insane. But Hangman is already dickhead number one. So you keep it on. Just throw it on him. It's a free out. It's free. What's that literary thing? A deuce machina, whatever it is. It's free. It's right there. It's right there.
It all depends on how they book it, right? Because it's not a Money in the Bank briefcase. So, you know, it's a chip. Cashing in.
It's a chip. Throw the chip right at Danielson's nugget.
Just hit him in the freaking face with it. Just.
I know this is not a super chat, but this sent me to Tiger Driver 69.
Oh, somebody's getting effed. Anyway.
Next match at the Casino Royale.
I was going to say, we got a couple of more we got a couple of more matches right here. Brian Danielson right now is a negative 500 favorite to win, plus 300 for Swerve Strickland as things stands now. That is actually the closest match on the card. That is basically a coin flip. The other ones we haven't even talked about, Will Ospreay and Mercedes Moné are both minus 5,000 favorites to retain their chance. Well, Will would be winning his back against MJF. Mm-hmm. Mercedes would be to retain over Britt Baker. So again, using that $25, once again, we would be winning 50 cents if we bet on either Will Ospreay or Mercedes Moné. I'm telling you right now, my upset pick, I could be wrong. I think MJF wins. I think MJF gets
I have to agree
done.
With you on this one. I hate to do it, but MJF is low-key like Roman Reigns. You always find another way to cheat. There's a ring. There's a bat. You've conned someone else in the back to help you. You know what I mean? Like,
Let me just say this.
Go ahead.
Everybody expects Ricochet to show up in this Casino Gauntlet match. What if Ricochet shows up and costs Will Ospreay?
Why? Why would you help MJF?
It's not about MJF. It's about Will Ospreay, the guy who called him out this week and said, hey, come back and remind everybody who the F you are.
Hold on, Pippin. You spin back. Hold on.
Two former rivals. I mean, there are worse stories that have been told in professional wrestling. You want to talk about eating Ricochet up immediately?
Oh, the crowd would hate him.
Somebody's getting stabbed. That's happening.
That's good. The British people would not have. They would not have. They say, this is a right round robbery.
Tell everybody who said that Ricochet ain't got no personality to shove it straight up their ass as he just goes full in.
Show up. Prince Puma gonna show up.
Well, he don't have rights to that name. But
he don't got rights to Ricochet. What rights he got?
I think he does. I think he does to Ricochet. I think he's allowed to use Ricochet.
I thought that was WWE's IP.
I think he's got that now.
Well, somebody gonna show up.
Some somebody who looks strikingly like Ricochet is going to show up.
Same.
I feel like it. I feel it in my bones. MJF is, because part of me is like, they just gave MJF the new title, the championship. They've rebranded the American Championship, and what he's doing right now, just the smarmy, cocky American thing, like where he's talking about how great the country is, even though he's just boasting about everything that sucks about the country, works. It works.
I will say, I think it's more advantageous for MJF to beat Will Ospreay clean, even if he hits him with something. I don't think Ricochet should. I'm thinking like his name won't be Ricochet, it'd be Rick O'Shea. You get around you today. But yeah, like I think if he beats him clean here or clean-ish, I still think MJF and Will Ospreay should be in your AEW world title scene. And that's just me. I understand why they're not.
How about Ricochet shows up and stops Will from using the Tiger Driver and then hits him with it?
I've never seen Ricochet hit the Tiger Driver. So I would be I would be sports entertained if he did. A little sports confused, sports intrigued, but sports entertained nonetheless.
I mean, that would be a great way to heat him up. I mean, I think that would be a better way of introducing him to the AEW crowd than showing up in a gauntlet match that he's not going to win.
That's also fair. That's also fair. It immediately inserts him into a title scene, whether he wins or not, or it could put him in a position to feud with Will Ospreay.
Yeah. And then just let go MJF be the, you know, shit heel American man that he is from Long Island.
I don't know what it is. And maybe it's just me. And maybe you get this as a fellow American, but when I see someone wearing an American flag suit, I'm like, this is a threat.
That's a dude I want to punch in the face.
Why are you threatening all of us? I'm just out here to have a good time.
Look, we're all proud to be from America. All right.
Something about the American flag.
You don't need to advertise it. It's not the 4th of July. You don't need to advertise.
Yeah. Cut it out. July's over. July's been over, as a matter of fact.
We appreciate everybody who hyped in on the chat. I'm actually like glad there's a lot of people who seem to like my Ricochet idea. It's a good idea.
No, like you are absolutely spitting with that. It's a great setup and it gives you something at least to do, whether you're in the title scene or not. You could have him feud with Will Ospreay and then afterwards go to MJF, or MJF and then Will Ospreay, or some form of the three. And now you've got someone again inserted in your upper mid-card title scene. That's a good idea. This is also a good idea as well. That's who you debut with the Casino Royale. Here comes the money.
All right. If we're going to talk about it for a second. All right. Like, this needs to be... This needs to be literally Shane comes out. He starts doing the money, money dance. Buckshot Lariat, he gets pinned, and we never see him in AEW. Like, it just needs to be.
That's better than what I thought, because I was thinking Lance Archer comes out from behind and just fucking big boots him.
One of the two. Like, literally. Like, Shane could, like, he could, like, do the shuck and jive. He could come out where, like, nobody's in the ring. He could be the overcocky, and he turns around. Buckshot Lariat, Hangman pins him, and the match is done.
Bro, over. The only way it really works is you have to hit Okada's music first for the coin drop, and then, like, the next person to come out, here comes the money, and then followed directly by the Larry. He doesn't even make it down the ramp.
That's what it's got to be.
Great.
It's got to be like that movie where they give you the cameo that you've been waiting for. It's like, the fuck? They just killed him. What the hell?
Like, what Royal Rumble was that where the person was running down to the ring and Nia Jax said, get the fuck out of my way? Oh, it's R-Truth.
R-Truth. Yes. R-Truth.
That's exactly what has to happen.
R-Truth the shit out of Shane McMahon. Like, you're telling me, like, he may have to get a hell of a payday for him to do it, but you're telling me Tony Khan is not going to get the chance to literally bury McMahon and not pull the trigger? Do it! I dare you, Tony. Do it.
Blow his quads, bro. Stop. That would be funny. Literally, it has to be the Okada coin drop. Okay, why are you in this match, Okada? I guess. Oh, here comes the money. Oh, here comes a buckshot lariat. I said, I'm going through everybody. Get the fuck out of here.
That Hangman just chucks him in the crowd.
Oh. Keith Lee style just... Listen, Tony Khan, if you listen to this and you book it, me and Rick will take 51% of the revenue for that idea specifically.
It's 4 a.m. in London. Oh, he's definitely watching. He's up. He's ready. He's
all he drinks is black coffee. This promotion stresses him out. All he drinks is coffee.
That man is working on final cutdown day for the Jacksonville Jaguars right now. Cresta, what you got going on?
Ladies, I got nothing going on, y'all. I'm here every Thursday with Joel Pearl. We talk about all stuff TNA. I am here every Saturday talking about all things Collision with either Rick or Iridian. And you know what? Rick is going to be doing Sports Illustrated. Rick, are you going to be here? Are you going to be our new dad? Are you leaving us to go get milk?
I am still here.
Yay!
I don't have to go anywhere. Well, I did have to quit one of my other jobs, but I don't have to leave this one. So I can still, whenever I'm available, come out here and hang out on a Saturday night with Cresta and Iridian, two of my favorite ladies.
We love you, Rick. I am. Again, so happy for Rick. Also, if you can find me on the intertubes at Cresta the Star on X, formerly known as Twitter, I have a link tree in my bio. Every Wednesday, I am live for AEW Dynamite. I'm probably going to do a watch along for All In tomorrow, which will be 1 p.m. my time. I'm not going to do the pre-show because Cresta Star wakes up at 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time because I am what a flip-flopping internet wrestling fan. Besides that, again, x.com, Cresta the Star, anywhere you can type Cresta Star, you can find me, Instagram, Twitch, TikTok. That's all I got. Rick, where can the young people find you?
You're going to want to, there it is, point that direction. At Rick Uccino on Twitter or Instagram or Threads. I think that's still a thing. I think I'm still on Threads. Monday, talked about Sports Illustrated. My first feature is going to be coming out featuring one Kevin Owens. Had a chance to chat with him on Friday. So my first interview for Sports Illustrated is going to drop on Monday morning after All In. As we get ready for Bash in Berlin next Saturday, obviously KO's got a big, big fight with Cody Rhodes for the WWE Championship. So I had a chance to chat with KO last week, and that'll be coming out on Monday. So if you want to see it, it'll be my pinned tweet about 9 a.m. or so at Rick Uccino on X, formerly known as Twitter, whatever Elon wants to call it this week. Thank you guys so much for hanging out with us for the last hour. I think we talked about Collision for maybe about 20 minutes of it. We'll try to do better next week. Take care, everybody. Have a great weekend. Enjoy All In tomorrow.
Bye.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices. Plus, extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. And up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices. Plus, extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. And up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Bernie Moreno is looking out for himself, not us. Moreno is totally out of touch, and his company has a history of discriminating against its own workers. Moreno has even faced multiple lawsuits for racial discrimination. One black man sued for being told, "You black men out there tried to hide your criminal records," and being passed over for less qualified white applicants. Moreno has shown his colors. If he's elected senator, he's liable to rubber stamp Trump's radical Project 2025 agenda 100% and turn back the clock for Ohio. From taking away our overtime pay to gutting our public schools and rolling back our civil rights, we can't let Moreno take us backwards. We can count on Sherrod Brown to continue doing what's right to protect Ohio's workers and families. Register to vote by October 7th at OhioVoterGuide.org and re-elect Sherrod Brown.
Paid for by AskMePeople, AskMePeople.org, which is responsible for the content of this ad, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.